Welcome to Dharma Glow. We're a community of conscious beings who are devoted to co-creating new earth. We value joy, peace, equity, and love. Our mission is to ignite the essence of our community by sharing tools for liberation and inspiration. Join us on the path to purpose, peace, and universal harmony. It's time to come together to awaken our inner radiance. Let's glow, fam. Enjoy this podcast where we showcase some of the brightest minds and hearts in the creative space and the healing space. It's all here to inspire you. And if you're inspired by what you hear today, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, as that'll really help spread the energy of this movement. Thank you. Enjoy the vibrations. So before we get started, I just wanted to let y'all know that we have monthly community events that bring in great artists from all over the world that are raising consciousness and spreading the vibrations of love. In October, we have the magical sounds of One Drell. So he'll be coming through to play music off his album Stay Free and also share some of his poetry. I'll be sharing from my book From Infinity to Infinity, and we'll have yoga, silent disco, vegan food, high vibration cold pressed juices, and all that. It's amazing. So if those type of events are something you want to experience, make sure you go to dharmaglow.com and sign up for the email list to stay tapped in. Once again, that is dharmaglow.com. Join our email list and you will get notifications when tickets go on sale and when we have other community events that you're not going to want to miss. All right, let's get into the episode. Yo, this is a lit episode right here already. The energy in this room is palpable and I'm glad for y'all to experience. This is my homie Jay Brave.
What's up?
He is a conscious MC, coach, and just a huge force in our community. And before we get started, you want to break us off a little? A little something?
Yeah, I got a new song coming out called Belong Here, and it goes like this. Been searching my whole life trying to find my home, out running these streets all on my own. Every challenge that I faced was a stepping stone, and they gave me the strength to express my poems. What it do? Back to the infinite truth, we're all one. Even if it's in it for two, Pop died real young, but remember the dude. Real talk, big homie is forever imbued. If ever I knew what time that's calling me through, it's right now. The land is inviting me to plant my roots and heal from the mana it spews. In the soil, in the air, in the water it soothes. Breathe deep, filling my cup, feeling the love, feeling the beautiful ocean and the stars above. I'm feeling a newfound resilience, a root down, a new crown, an inbound for brilliance. I'm kneeling down to the earth. Ask for permission, make it clear to me with a smooth transition. Paved with abundance on the road to success. Reveal me the sign so I know it's a yes. I know deep in my soul that go up the how and just give up control. Go without hesitation. Trust in the spirit that I put all my faith in.
Whoa, yes, brother. Yes, thank you. Thank you. So that's what it is. That was this week's episode of How to Be a Motherfucking Legend. Right here. Nah, seriously, this brother has been cultivating himself as a human being and his gifts as an MC for as long as I've known him. And I've loved watching your evolution. And I love the storytelling in your music and the consciousness. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's deep, homie.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. So would you be down to share a little bit about what inspired those rhymes?
Yeah, I mean, that particular song is inspired by a trip I took to Hawaii. I've been going there since I was a kid. My father used to be in the Air Force, came out and worked on the airplanes for Western Airlines. And because of his servitude to Western Airlines, which later became Delta, I used to fly with the buddy passes. So my father took me to Hawaii almost every summer up until he passed away back when I was 11. And so I grew really fond of being on Oahu and staying with friends there. And I went back on tour there a few years ago, and I was out near the Manoa Falls having a really beautiful spiritual experience, lost in this beautiful, incredible wilderness with bamboo trees and banyan trees, and just me and this one sister having this beautiful time, like no one else around. And I just got the download for that song, and it's really about my asking permission to live on Hawaii one day. I really feel a strong resonance that one day I will live on the islands, but I wanted to ask the earth permission and also rekindling the memories of my dad. So that song's about that experience and remembering his company, of course.
Wow, so many dimensions to that story. This is why hip-hop is the most powerful art form in the world. It's the most popular, right? Because how much was that? That was like an autobiographical story. It was remembering your father and honoring him. It was a remembering that woman and the energy that you shared. It was a manifestation prayer to spirit about Hawaii. And that manifestation prayer is, you just watch a masterclass on how to manifest, because manifestation happens at the intersection of the masculine and feminine energies, right? So the masculine is, I want to, this is what I want to create, but it's not just, I'm taking this out. It's like, Great Spirit, if this is in alignment, like I'm open to receiving it.
Yeah, I think permission is really powerful, because we oftentimes just take for granted the idea of just, like you said, take what we desire in life. But there's a, with nature especially, can we come to a place of permission? Can we come to a place of reverence? Can we come to a place of humility before we eat the food, before we take from the ground, before we reap the fruits, especially before we come to a place that really on a land isn't maybe indigenous to our culture, you know what I'm saying? So there's such a powerful intention behind just asking permission in all things in life, you know?
Yeah, I love it. What do you feel like allowed you to wake up, to be conscious, to think in this way?
Wow, a lot of struggle, a lot of failure, a lot of mistakes, a lot of, I grew up in a trap house as a kid. My brothers all sold drugs, gang banged. I grew up in a house in Inglewood, California in the mid 80s, back at a time where like hip hop was coming alive. Breakdancing was coming into form. My brother breakdanced in the 1984 Olympics in the closing ceremonies with Lionel Richie, which is pretty cool because he has the same birthday as me. So I've always felt an affinity with Lionel Richie. And I grew up just watching crazy house parties, you know what I mean? Like hip hop at its prime, and a lot of crazy people doing illegal things and selling drugs and fighting. And there's graffiti all over my home. And my house went out of control when my mother and father broke up. And so it got to the point that it was so terrible that my house literally got raided by the police one day when I was about 6 years old. And I remember vividly, it was like 4 a.m. being woken up by riot gear cops, busting the doors with guns, putting us all in the living room, throwing all of our in the center of the house, like literally pouring out dresser drawers in the middle of one pile. And it was helicopters over the house, police with guns, canines. It was really traumatic. And I think that for me, it was just super, just traumatic to experience as a young kid. And it also was a catalyst for a lot of things that shifted my life. But, you know, I grew from humble beginnings, and that was one of the stories that kind of began to cultivate a lot of my pain story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a powerful story, and also a great exemplification that, like, power is derived from transmuting trauma, right? Like, not avoiding it or not wishing it didn't happen. It's like you went through it to become the man that you are.
Yeah, I feel that going through that experience allowed me to realize that we create our reality, you know? It's like we, whether it's our story of trauma as a past as kids or our parental things or what we experienced in our lives, like we create it all. I feel I chose to be in this body, you know what I mean? I'm just a luminous being having a human experience. And so no matter what I've gone through, it's not to be blaming myself for what I've gone through, but it's more the realization that I chose this human form so I can learn certain lessons. And oftentimes the family lessons are the first lesson we have to overcome in order to get to more important challenges in life. Because I think life is not about the absence of challenge, it's about our willingness to perceive them in a more heightened way so we can expand through them.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, and so for me, that was just one of many stories. And from that space, as I got older and went through a lot of different spiritual shifts and growths, I used to work full-time with homeless and at-risk youth at a time in my life, and I was a mentor for young people that were living on the streets, living in abandoned buildings, living in shelters, runaway kids that were prostituting in and out of jail, in and out of gangs. It was really a volatile situation, and my job was to build rapport and offer resources unconditionally, despite someone's where they're at, despite if they were robbing or stealing from people, despite if they were coming from a broken home. Like, that wasn't my job to judge the situation. It was my job to offer resources to help them on some kind of level of physical reality and inner world to come back into their center. And that taught me a lot about my own trauma. Like, how do I approach my trauma? So through the healing of working with those young people, it helped me really to look at my own and begin to alchemize that process.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the multidimensional nature of healing, because at the deepest level, there's only one of us here. Human consciousness is a unified thing, and everything is one is something that gets thrown around a lot. Mm. But what does that mean? Mm. And for me, your situation exemplifies that, right? Like, you experienced the trauma when you were a child, like you were in that seat of the experience. And then when you became an adult, then you got to heal the trauma by being the adult to the traumatized children in that situation. Mm-hmm. So that's like just a really powerful way that we can see that like life is always giving us opportunities to heal. Mm. Do we rise to meet those opportunities? Mm. The other thing that really resonated about what you said is you're working through this stuff with your family to move to deeper things. And it's not that like one layer of healing is better than the other, but I do believe there's an order, right? Mm. I feel like you have to heal yourself. And once you heal yourself and you stop taking things personally, then you can start to heal the layer of family. Mm. And then once you heal the layer of family, then you can really show up in the community in the right way. Not from a place of, for me, I know it was not from a place of like validation or needing to be like, I'm helping, I'm a good person, right? I'm not seeking something, I'm just serving.
Yeah, right? I think I learned that a lot through the working with homeless youth. I realized that in the beginning, there was a part of my ego that wanted the validation of being that, like, oh, look at me, I'm doing this to help these people. And there was a part of me that wanted to have that merit badge on my chest because I was doing something quote unquote good for the community. Mm-hmm. And I realized also that my service initially wasn't unconditional. And because I was coming from a place of wanting some kind of validation for what I was doing, and I thought that I could save the young people that were going through such difficult things. But it was very much a part of my ego that had to be put in to check and realize that I can't change anybody. I can only change myself. And I can only offer the resources that I can offer, whether it's my own insight or wisdom, or the resources available through
the mic right there.
The resources available through the center. So in reality, that it was a powerful lesson for me to learn the importance of unconditional service and really come from that space of, as I grew into that role, can I really just offer everything without expectation? And I think it's a powerful lesson in life. Can we come from a space without expectation of just being in service or in love or wanting to help without the reward? And if we receive that, what a blessing. But it's just powerful to what place are we coming from? What are we operating from? What's our operating system, like a computer?
Exactly, yeah. It's that good check. I get checked like that all the time. Mm. And when I'm not coming from a pure place, it gets reflected to me. I'm like, okay, I can purify the container even more. Thank you for the reflection. Mm. It's like learning the lessons in every situation. And you're a great teacher for me at that time that my car got broken into and all my electronics got stolen, and you were like, I don't know how, but this is some sort of blessing. And that really catapulted a really deep level of self-inquiry and growth in my life, which I feel like I would not be sitting here as I am were it not for your reaction to that experience. Mm.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that acknowledgement's the key to inner alchemy. Mm.
Let's repeat that, because that was a gem right there.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement is the key to inner alchemy.
Yeah, and I believe that's true, because when we acknowledge what occurs without judgment, then we're acknowledging what's there. And then we come to a space of acceptance. Okay, I can accept what is. This happened to me. My car got broken into. That happens in Oakland or in San Francisco sometimes.
Yeah.
And let me accept that this is what is, because I can't change what is. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no one around. I can't go chase anybody down. This is just what occurred. And again, sometimes we misconstrue acceptance with condonement. That's a big misconception that we often misconstrue in our minds as humans. If I can accept something that is, doesn't mean I condone what is.
Like, right.
You can accept that your car got broken into. Does you condone that happened? Because that's some bullshit. Someone broke into your car and stole your thing that we witnessed. And then comes to the space where it's, then I can make, what can I create now? What can I create from the situation? And so when we, I'm a firm believer that when we realize that our challenges are actually gifts in disguise and the answers to our prayers, then we transmute even the perception of something being negative or positive. It's Rumi says, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there's a field. I'll meet you there. And I feel like he's coming from that space without expectation, without condition. Mm-hmm. He can approach something from a space of there's no right or wrong, So what am I here to learn from this experience? Because that's all that's left. Once we take out the right or wrong, what's left? Okay, what can I learn from this experience? Mm-hmm. And so my mind immediately, when that happened to you, I just cut to the chase of that. I don't want to miss take away from step one and two, but it was like, this is a blessing. What is a blessing? I don't know. Let's find it out. And what was a blessing for you? What came up for you?
What came up for me was that I had a download to not put my stuff in the car. Like actually multiple things. Intuitive hits that said, don't leave the stuff in the car. So in not listening to that, my stuff got stolen. Mm. And then I said, I heard clearly three times, don't put your stuff in the car. And I did it anyways because I thought I was a good person. I had a bubble of protection around me. I was in like this spiritual ego place. And I realized if I was missing a sign that clear, I was probably missing more subtle signs too. So I started doing some self-inquiry to figure out what those were. And that was like a deep and painful process to be illuminated to like ways of showing up that weren't in integrity with how I wanted to be in the world. But ultimately, it helped me to get in integrity and to continue my devotion to deepening into that integrity. So it's the greatest gift, like you said, there could be. It's a painful one. It was painful, but I know how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I actually relish it now. Like I can see in the dark now. So it's like shadow work is something we all have to do. Just there's nighttime and there's daytime. The nighttime is coming in exact proportion to the daytime. So you're either going to do the work consciously or you're going to do it unconsciously, and it's going to come out in your relationships. Mm. We choose to do it consciously.
Yeah, I think greatness isn't the absence of challenges. I think greatness is actually the ability to come to acceptance of them. Mm. Or our mistakes, or the times where we do something that's even out of integrity. Because I look at things more like things can be in alignment or out of alignment. I can be in alignment or out of alignment. Mm-hmm. I can be complete or incomplete. Mm-hmm. Those things are binary, like a ones and zeros. You feel me? It's not finite forever. So to me, like we can make a mistake, like not locking the car or my car. It could be a money thing, or it could be a relationship thing, or it could be anything in any facet of our life. But in reality, when I realize that I accept that I made a mistake, and that's okay. I'm human. Humans make mistakes. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. From that space, it's more powerful than trying to beat myself up over the mistake or pushing aside what I'm actually feeling. It's totally more powerful just to feel it all.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the thing that really clicked into place about it being okay to make mistakes was the sports analogy for life, right? If you're playing a basketball game, you don't make all the shots. Mm-hmm. If you make 50%, that's really good. Mm-hmm. And life is more challenging than basketball. It's okay to not have 100% success rate. And what you can do by doing this meditation or introspective work, it's like watching game tape. You're watching game tape of your life, and you're saying, you know what? My three-point percentage is like 25%, but when I'm in the paint, I'm like 75%. So like, one, I need to strengthen my three-point game, and two, I need to take my ass to the paint and make sure that's where most of the action takes place.
I love that.
So that was a little example of Jay Bray's influence on me, like as a coach and a mentor. And he has a program that I'll let him tell you a little bit about in case you're interested in his mentorship.
Yeah, I do my coaching work one-on-one and through workshops called Discover Your Sacred Offering, because I feel like everyone is here to express a gift. I feel like every single person alive on planet Earth right now is here to express a gift that's unique to them that only they can share. Mm-hmm. And I feel oftentimes we look at life like, what's my purpose in life? And I've come to realize in my philosophy is that there is no individual purposes in life. I feel that we all have one collective purpose as human beings, and that's to awaken to our divine self. And however, what makes us unique is that we express in so many different ways. Some people make rap music, some people do yoga, some people are chefs, some people do marketing, some people do camera work. You know what I mean? There's so many ways to express as human beings, and that's what makes us individually dynamic. And when we align our gifts and our collective intention to awaken with a desire to be in service, something really profoundly magical occurs that I've seen in my life and through others' lives. And oftentimes we feel that void of doing something like working corporate jobs, or we don't feel satisfied because we're not fully in service to something that we know that we can do. There's a big part of us that just wants to contribute. We just want to be a contribution to our family or the community or the greater human existence as a whole. And I feel oftentimes when people feel unsatisfied, it's because they're deep down, they just want to contribute in some way. And they want to feel that natural inclination as a human being to feel appreciated. And that's normal. We all want to feel hugged and loved and appreciated. It's a human thing. Mm-hmm. Even when babies are born, if they're not held by their mother, they could die. There's a chance on a physical level that the baby could pass away if it's not held by another human being at that very delicate, fragile stage. So there's an innate facet of us that just wants to contribute and share our gifts. And I like to help cultivate people to find out what that gift is and open that up for them and step into that so they can make a living or be in service or just really enjoy life at a higher capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your Instagram handle is?
@jbrave_.
Right on.
Yeah.
So if you want to connect with him, if you want to get that mentorship, be in that program, that's how you do it. And like you said, we're doing the same thing. We're doing exactly the same thing with our own flavor, just like we're wearing two fly ass hats, but they're a different style. Essentially, God is an artist. God is a creator, and we are two of God's creations. So would you like to take us out with a little closing rap?
Yeah. So many rhymes, so many flows. Where do I go? How do I know? I don't know. I let go. I choose to express every time. I go heel toe, in the breath, out the mouth. What am I really about? Vegan MC, 15 years, eating raw sauerkraut. It's a beautiful life to live. I'm here to give and recognize I'm giving back to the kids. We breaking down walls so we can build a bridge. This is a time that we can all live. I just freestyle my life. I don't know where to go. My guy's out here though.
Yes. Boom! All right, fam. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Dharma Glow. We're here to inspire you and to elevate your consciousness so that you can live a life that leaves a legacy of love. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, sign up for the email list at dharmaglow.com, and stay connected. Spread the word that what we're doing here is essential to the formation of New Earth. As long as we stay connected, we can't lose. Much love. This is Dijon. I'm out.